He is one of the best-known Indian writers writing in English these days. But Vikram Seth is a very private man. When it came to matters of sexuality, for instance, you could say he was not out. He usually just liked to let a long-ago poem he'd written do the talking for him.
Some men like Jack and some like Jill. I'm glad I like them both, but still, I wonder if this freewheeling really is an enlightened thing. Or is its greatest scope the sign of deviance from some party line? In the strict ranks of gay and straight, what is my status? Stray or great?
December 11th, 2013, or 11-12-13 as we say it in India, changed everything. That day, the Indian Supreme Court set aside a lower court judgment from 4 years ago that had decriminalized gay sex. Vikram told the Kolkata Literary Meet he was shocked.
The fact is that I and many people like me are criminals and also unapprehended felons.
And he couldn't keep quiet.
It was not just ethically hollow, but how would you say intellectually shallow. I just felt I had to speak out. Why should one take permission from their lordships when deciding whom to fall in love with or whom to love?
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Vikram wrote an essay about intolerance for India Today magazine and posed on the cover. His mugshot, unshaven, bleary-eyed, holding up a sign that said, "Not a criminal," was a sensation. Vikram says the look was unplanned. He'd overslept after a late night writing poetry when the photographer showed up in the morning.
And my first reaction when I saw the takes was, "My God, no one will ever sleep with me again."
It has also garnered him some criticism. The government is hardly likely to swoop down and arrest a writer who was just anointed among the 25 greatest global living Indians the other day. And in a country bristling with injustices, was sex against the order of nature or Section 377 such a burning issue?
The Republic also suffers from lots of other problems. Corruption, poverty, hundreds of other ailments and ills. But to take an American expression, we can walk and chew gum at the same time.
His mother, a former judge, wrote an op-ed in the Times of India, ripping apart the ruling and the logic that it only applied to a minuscule fraction.
She was a judge and a chief justice of the High Court and a member of the Law Commission. She wrote very much against the grain an article in today's Times of India in which she said, "This argument, it appears to me, is constitutionally immoral and inhumane."
But on January 28th, two judges of the Supreme Court refused to entertain the government's request for a review of its ruling. Section 377 still stands. It wasn't a surprise. Judges don't like to admit mistakes.
I am not happy to be a criminal in my own country, but I certainly plan to continue to be a criminal in my own country. If it should come to that.
Section 377 made Vikram an accidental activist. For change, we turn to activism. But for solace, we still turn to poetry. That night, unable to sleep, Vikram wrote a poem. Next day, he read it out.
Through love's great power, to be made whole in mind and body, heart and soul. Through freedom, to find joy. Or be by dint of joy itself set free in love and in companionhood. This is the true and natural good. To undo justice and to seek to quash the rights that guard the weak. To sneer at love and wrench apart the bonds of body, mind and heart with specious reason and no rhyme. This is the true, unnatural crime.
If you were at the Kolkata Literary Meet that day, you would have gone home with an unexpected and rare memento. A photocopy of Vikram Seth's latest poem, handwritten and signed. Proof that even the most obnoxious law can bear oddly bittersweet fruit. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.